the magic. Vegas on acid, seen through East St. Laurent glasses. And I've realized that I've arrived, cause it take more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhymes? Or sort of, I thank him. That mean I forget better than you ever thought of. Damn, is he really that caught up? I ask, if you talking about classes, do my name get brought up? I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort or even a Ford track recorder. So it's only right that I let the top drop on a drop top Porsche. Spoil yourself, that's important. If you strip her name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just the Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to stop, I can't because
diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Think about it was, couldn't nobody cure me. Only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seen there's no convincing him. What more could you ask for? The international, national. Who complain about when he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love it though, somebody still speak from his soul. And wouldn't change by the change or the game or the fame. When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name as Kanye, but some of my plastics still say Kane. Got family in the D, kin folk from Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Life moving too fast, I need to slow down. Girl, and give me no need to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he took me to church and let the water wash over my Caesar. The preacher said we need leaders. Right then my body got steel like a paraplegic. You know who you call, you got a message to leave it. The rock stand tall and you would never believe it. Take your diamonds and throw them up like you bulimic. Yeah, the beat cold but the flow is anemic. After debris settles and the dust gets swept off, Big K pick up where Young Hove left off. Right when magazines wrote Kanye West off, I dropped my new, it sound like the best of. A&R's looking like we messed up. Grammy night, damn right, we got dressed up. Bottle after bottle till we got messed up. In the studio, but really though, yeah, he next up. People asking me is I'm gonna get my chain back. That'll be the same day I get the game back. You know the next question, dawg, yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man? They pray for the death of our dynasty like amen. But right here stands amen. With the power to make a diamond with his bare hands. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive.
Sup? Look at that beautiful transition. Okay, I'm late. There was a problem with the card again. I did send them an email. Admittedly, I sent it kind of late. Officer made sure to let me know that I sent it very late, which is very kind of him. No salt. Thank you very much, Officer Brown, I think his name was. No idea. Let's put Cape Overland on number three, if I can, really quickly, without losing any volume throughout the entire show, because you're never supposed to have dead air, because that's, like, really, really, really bad, and I'm just, like, completely monologuing right now. And hey, say something.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, my God, Bestie, hi. So, we're back. This is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And by we're back, I mean my new partner since Harrison's gone, but also now he's leaving me soon too. Cape Overland.
Ayo.
I was like, kind of like, are you going to say it or am I going to say it? So this is my housemate. We added stuff to like a playlist prior. So this time, hopefully we can play them in like a maybe perhaps better order, or like they'll like fit the, they'll blend from one song.
It may make
one.
More sense now, which
yeah.
Will be good.
Yeah.
It feels so much better not to have like the masks.
Yeah. No, like
so
being able
better.
To talk to the, like right into the mic. That was like really comedic timing. Oh God, it feels so good that I can just like cough all over the place. that was good. That was probably like really loud. I really just like gurgled right into the mic, but
greet.
So we're gonna start with Young Bae and Baby No Money, because we have really the greatest music taste, I think, out of anyone on the planet. I think they did a poll and we came out on top. So first we'll play Young Bae's 60s spy shit, which I can say because it's in the title.
Ayo.
Owned.
Also, it's after 10, right?
Well, you're still not supposed to swear as a DJ.
Because it's unprofessional.
Exactly. Just like everything else I do.
Like sending an email the day before to get back into
Yeah.
Real. Yeah, I did. When did you do it?
Yesterday. Yesterday. Sorry, officer. I have mental illness.
This is your last warning.
Yeah, really. No, he was actually going to show up at our door. So, it's like tomorrow, if you hear knocking at like 7:30 a.m., probably Officer Brown. All right, let's stop defacing our men in blue and continue with the show. Continue as if we started. Here is 60 Spy Shit by Young Bae, hopefully. A lot of dead air towards the end of this song. Here's Pogo by Baby No Money. Got a bouncing up and down like a pogo stick. I took a flight home to Puerto Rico. I got an ego. She said she knows so. She want my mojo. She classic Soho. Point to Home Depot. She want my pogo. She want that. She want that. She want that. She want that. Bouncing up and down on my pogo stick. Got a
bouncing up and down on my pogo stick. So fine, I might not masturbate. Brain so good, I want to educate. I may porn her, you try to bait. Don't got smoke, but boy, I can narrate. Life a damn movie, Edinburgh might narrate. Make your mommy sing, call me baby, no serenade. She goes out of me, huh, baby, no marinade. All my new shit, somehow an antique. Feel real French with a foo-foo patty. Made so much, doing nothing just last week. Baby, really going out, but you won't pass me. Dick kinda small, but I got good technique. Horny in the stew with the boys, I'm gonna peek. Every single Wednesday, my brain gon' tweak. All my rich boy shit, yeah, get into the
squeak of flesh. Up and down on my pogo.
So, yeah, that was Pogo by Baby No Money and Diplo, and before that was 60 Spy Shit by Young Bae. Good stuff.
Yeah, two really good songs, two really different songs. About, I mean, we're not the same type of things.
But
yeah. Diego was, well, I guess, Button Pusher. One.
You can just say Diego. They all know who I am.
Diego like Greasy.
Actually,
he's telling me
Marshmallow's taking his mask off. It's me.
No,
oh God, you're calling the radio station.
Who is?
I don't know, but the phone flasher flashed.
Is it still flashing?
No. And also the soundboard isn't doing the thing as like if someone called, but it was like lightly flashing throughout the last song, so I wonder if maybe it's just like bugged. Maybe someone is calling into the station. If you are, I apologize, because I'm probably not going to answer, because I don't totally remember how.
It's easy.
You press, like, set and
there's,
hold,
like, buttons.
And then you do preview, and then you tell them not to swear on air.
Yeah.
And then you...
put them on air, and
then
hope
you put
they
them
don't
on air.
Swear.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you listening to, like, freshman year when I did the Radio Bros show with Solomon and Yuli?
No.
And someone called in, and they were doing, like, the Kermit the Frog voice.
No.
And they were like, ask me anything. And we were just, like, talking to Kermit for, like, 10 minutes.
Who called you?
We don't know. We don't know.
It's wild. That's so stressful, though.
No, I was like,
Kermit
like,
has some opinions.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Kermit, you better keep your green mouth shut.
All right. What's next on our plan?
Well, I was thinking maybe we could play some more house music following Diplo. But I was also just going to bring up, I think since Pogo came out, like, maybe this week.
Yeah.
Not Monday. But
I think
like,
so.
Because I probably would have played it last show. So it must have come out after Monday.
Maybe, yeah, Tuesday or something.
We've listened to it a lot in our house. Like, it has been... it's just, like, kind of constantly playing on repeat.
It's really good.
It's pretty decent.
It's got just, like, such a good beat to it. It's, like, kind of, like, on the Edamame level again of just, like, being so unique and, like, so
good. Oh, Edamame?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of interesting that they collabed on this one officially because, like, with Edamame, there's the original and then, like, the Diplo remix of it. But then they were like... oh, this actually went hard.
We're just gonna make it. Well, I hope we do more of this because, like, it's super unique and really good.
This is slapping. I might play another Baby No Money song by the end of the night, depending on how much time we have. Yeah, time depending. since it took me a really long time to get into the station.
I wonder. Okay. I wonder why.
Okay. Next song, please. We have Like Before by Jaws and Habstract, two of the House Kings right now. So this is a pretty juicy collab. Let's get right into it with the juice.
It's your time to party, and get down like before. It's your time to party, and get down like before. It's your time to party, and get down like before. It's your time to party, and get down like before. Oh, yeah.
We just do nothing. Should we say the hell with it all? Should we end the discussion before it even started? And I pick up the cost and we go pops and stay anesthetized. Should we throw up our hands? Put the talking heads on the television, decide, describe. Yeah. We did it. We didn't. It's all getting better now, is it? On the back, cause I did.
did it. We didn't. It's all getting better now, is it? It isn't. I'm gonna get away with it. My legacy will never burn down. What you gonna do when it's your turn now? Dance with the devil, don't pull it into bed. Anyone's a hero with a bullet in the head. I have been around since you were just a child. You think that you can stop me, then you are in denial.
Wow, that's a good ending.
That was like a really powerful ending. Yeah, I dig that. So that was We Did It by Grandson off of his album Death of an Optimist, which has a very cool cover art, by the way. I like it.
It's got the intro for that, like, that album is like insane. It was so good. I played it as like as an outro for one of my show once, and it just hits so hard.
Okay. It was good. We'll have to check it out sometime on the show.
Yeah, it's so sick how like Grandson is like these really like heavy hitting songs, but like when you kind of like listen to the lyrics, they're like often really dark, but it's kind of like what a kid would say, like I'm gonna be a winner and like something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like the big like return to reality of like an adult being like, we didn't, or it doesn't get better.
Did you ever do? So, like, you did a Grandson sick. Show. Right?
I did a Grandson show. It was really.
Oh, so he knows what he's talking about here.
Yeah, I kind of forgot. Most for like Fox Stevenson and stuff like that, but I remember Grandson because it was like it was politically charged. I had to like kind of weave my way around that. I think it was during the election too, and I was like, oh
yeah,
yeah. So I was like, ooh, not gonna play that one.
Not the time.
No, I was trained not to do this.
Yeah, I think. It was funny because I was going through the like Rocktronic playlist that Spotify like updates every week or whatever, and I saw this song on it like after you added it to the playlist, and I was like, oh, sick! Like it's probably gonna fit in with the rest of the stuff, and lo and behold, it did. For some of the stuff we have planned for the rest of the show, at least a little bit of it. But I have something to say about one of the songs that's gonna play soon, not the next song, but. The one after that, probably.
That's usually the ones who come after the one we just played. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like the one after the one that we are gonna about to play.
What about the one after the one?
The one that we're about to play. When you do it, have you ever had a dream? You could and then you and you could you wanted to do it so badly you could do anything. Goated video. Kid just smiles at the end, like you know what I meant.
I do that.
Yeah. So coming up next, I'm probably going to play Out of My Head by Black Tiger, Sex Machine, Riot 10, and Thrash Out. But then following that, I'll play Story of My Life by Illinium, Trippy Reed, and then it's a remix by Riot featuring Sueco. It's really good. I heard like a different one that was on the Rocktronic playlist, and I was like, oh, this is sick. And then I saw that Riot did a remix of it as well, and I was like, oh.
This is sicker.
Yeah, they're both really good. But I didn't want to play both of them in the same show. Maybe I'll play one next show. But for now, I'm going to do the Riot one first. So if it sounds like a repeat in a future show, it's not. I'm actually just tricking you. Mwahahahaha.
Ooh.
And then we'll come back, do a PSA, and probably talk about Fire Force or something for like a little bit, because we've been watching it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. We watched a lot of it in, like, the past week.
Well, we watched some Spy and some Fire Force. Was there a third thing we were watching?
Not, well, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I guess, but just...
But not, Dana, like, yeah, just kind of, like, when Dana's around.
All right.
Well, anyway, here's Out of My Head by Black Tiger, Sex Machine, Riot 10, and Thrash Out. This one goes hard, so hang on to your seats.
I'm hanging on to you.
hang on to anything you can, including Cape Overland.
Get out of my head. Been tossing and turning all night in bed. I take these drugs just so I forget. Can't get out of my head. Can't get out of my head. Been tossing and turning all night in bed. I take these drugs just so I forget. Oh. I'm not afraid to
gangsters in the.
So that was, oh god, there's so many people involved in this song. This was Story of My Life featuring Swayco and Trippy Reed, the Riot remix by Illenium.
That's at least four.
That's true. Warner Records.
Five.
Doesn't really count to the record label, but yeah. Yeah. And then before that was, oh my god, Black Tiger, Sex Machine, Riot 10, and Thrash Out with Out of My Head, which is also pretty decent. Very deep, very thick. Bass line boyo.
I agree.
We also realized that we watched Fire Force, Spy X Family, and finished Vinland Saga, which we were watching somewhat towards the end of the semester.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of like cranked the rest of it out.
Once it was good. It was about good. Vikings.
Vikings.
Absolutely not shredding each other to pieces.
Yeah.
It's a very tame show.
It was very. It's not. But it was good. It was pretty good. Looking forward to season two at some point. Yeah. Just I'm definitely like most looking forward to Spy X Family. Like,
no,
part two, though.
It's really good.
It's so good. Like the anime. Like
it's
if
just
you haven't
so comedic.
Seen it yet, you just need to My watch mommy. It. Like it's so good. It is. Everyone I've showed it to has really appreciated it, and everyone that I know who I didn't show it to but found it on their own or perhaps from another peer have all really enjoyed it. Basically watch it. I'm going to open up to a random PSA.
PSA?
PSA.
Doorknobs.
You can't say that. Oh my god. It hit me right in the... Okay. All right.
This is going to be a PSA, everybody.
Yep. Doorknobs. Restrooms. I'm muting. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people, What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. Cape Overland's back. I've routed him back into the mainframe here.
I couldn't keep a straight face.
It was, I'm not going to lie. This reminded me of a very specific YouTube video that I'm going to have to show you when we get home. But what else was I going to say? Oh, it's like you can't avoid contact with everything. And I was like, watch me. Watch me spend an entire day in room. But yeah, so that was the PSA. Coming up next, we've got some maybe perhaps,
songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna play probably. There two songs with.
Oh, we need a shout out for Sayu and Dana.
Shout out, do it, Kate.
Yeah, this is hi to Dana and Sayu from Alex and Diego.
Are you gonna say anything else?
No, that's gonna be
just
it.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
I didn't. All
right,
know.
You can continue on your program now.
Oh, okay, wait, I got a text to do it too.
Oh, so you should do one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out. Anyway. I'm going to play some songs that have a little bit more weird sound design in them because it's fun. So we've got Reaper.
Talking about sound design.
Talking about sound design. Fire Force.
Fire Force
goes bonkers.
Oh my God, can you play it on the loudspeakers?
I could probably play like a Fire Force, like.
Just play the Benny Bar Machine.
Yeah. The what?
But like.
That does not explain. Okay, we're gonna play some music. I'm gonna let him try and say that in English, and we'll see where it goes. But here is Echoes by Ace Aura and Nitrix.
Another night, your circle is over mine. I can't believe you're here. For haunting me tonight. Cause I can't sleep with your voice in my head. Cause I can't run away. Trapped in memories, you're the echo.
very brief interlude. This next one goes very hard, so be prepared for that, I suppose.
Okay. Thank you for bearing with me on that one. There's also, like, totally a mix with, like, the final part of that song and, like, a Tokyo Machine song, but I'm blanking on which one because their names don't really relate to the song at all, except for, like, the one word.
Psycho.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't think of which one it is, but I would be down to try that mix someday. Anyway, that was Ding Dong by Crank Dat.
Ding Dong.
And my sad story with Crank Dat is that when I first came to Boston, he was performing at the Royal.
Oh, was it with 21 plus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was $10 for a ticket, but he had to be 21, and I didn't get to listen to him.
Did you try to go?
I did. I texted them, and I was like, if I'm, like, under 18, or if I'm under 21, can I just go if you put, like, permanent marker on my forehead or something? And they were like, no. So I tried, and I didn't have a fake, and never have. I'm a law-abiding citizen. That's actually not, like, sarcasm either. I never needed or used a fake.
Yeah.
But yeah,
don't do fakes, kids.
Yeah, don't do fakes. And then before that was Echoes by Ace Aura and Nitrix. A very fun collab there, both of them big, like, color-based producers, so that was cool. I also have received a text for another shout-out request for Annie, my friend listening in London. Yes, this is my cucumber-eating French
housemate.
She
outed me. They're so good, though.
No, they aren't. They are not.
They're so good. They're so yummy.
No, they... What?
You don't even, like, need to take them out of a packaging. Just, like, straight up.
Oh, you eat them with the plastic? Yeah. Do you eat your cucumbers with or without the peel? That's frightening.
That's frightening.
It's yummy.
Yeah, so we've got 14 minutes left. We have a surprise. So I guess we could just do that right now. That sounds kind of dumb. So there's a show that we've been watching called Fire Force, and yes. It has really amazing sound design.
Beefy sounds.
It's really beefy sound design, and Alex has a part that he thoroughly enjoys that we are just going to play on air, mostly for us, so we can hear it on the studio speakers. So as a like fair warning, I gave a brief interlude for the previous song because it goes hard. This is just loud, and it's like it's like visceral. So like be like, just turn it a little down if it's like early for you, or it's late for you, or it's like any other time of day for you.
This is not safe. Warning, ding dong.
Yeah, warning, ding dong. Ding dong. Here it comes. So let me search it up. He sent me the.
Oh, we gotta turn our mics up though.
Yeah, I'll turn the mics off.
Okay.
And that. So we're gonna. It might be a little bit of radio silence here for a second, but I promise we're still here. We just want to make sure that it plays through the studio speakers. I also have to be careful. I'm gonna mute it for now to make sure that there isn't an ad, because we are totally just playing this off of like a YouTube video.
Woo! No ads.
Yeah. Okay. I'm probably just going to let it. I'm going to let him talk for a little bit. Yeah. This talking should be quiet for you. If it's not quiet, turn it down.
You don't have it on.
No, I know. I'm sorry. But I mean, talking starts, oh my God. It just like played.
Yeah. No, I was confused.
Okay. I was like, when the talking starts, when the talking starts, you probably want it to be quiet. This is like a lot of buildup, but yeah, it is intense, so we're going off. Here it is.
So that was loud in the studio.
Alex's face when it went off, your eyes got so big. You were like, huh. Yeah. So that was what happens in Fire Force when someone hits someone else. Pretty common in that show. But yeah, the sound effects are like super sick. They do a really good job on the sound design in that show. And the animation's fun. It's very colorful. Yeah.
Great.
So that was that.
Sorry, I'm recovering.
Anyway.
Loud sound.
Yeah, Alex is like, he's trying to pull his soul back into his body.
Anyway, what's next, Diego?
Next, well, on the spirit of shouting out Annie, I have a song that she showed me that I have here. It's kind of like a little bit hyper-pop-ish, which I know Alex is not the biggest
Yuck.
Fan of.
Oh, sorry.
But she'll hate cucumbers. You can hate hyper-pop. You guys could still be friends. Maybe. But here is Living Dead by Sick Boy and KM, and then I'll probably play Fallout by Hades after that.
Woo!
Not the game, but we've been playing a lot of that game recently. Great game. If you haven't played it, do it. You can borrow my Steam account. Okay, no. it's a good game. All right, here is Living Dead by Sick Boy and KM. Send a message. Hey, don't give a fuck. Hey, don't give a fuck. You know, Koto Kata, Suke Tara, Tony Kana. I get a shika bane, Utsuki Kazate, Hatsu Rashka said, Matakamerate, Tarega Mika Tare, Akio Nemi, Kimi no Sashka Gen, Sora ni Mukate. Let's walk out. Stay hard, stay hard, stay hard. My guy, you're
俺の声を聞いてピキっている Hey, don't give a fuck 真っ白にかな一撃に泣くやつ一撃は Baby, I'm already been dead 今しゃがって外さすかね俺しかできねえ気をつけとけ I'm your enemy 誰かの涙で世界回ってる Let's go
Yay, no dead air, no white space. Here is Fallout by Hades.
Just felt like I was sinking, but now I won't.
This is the fallout.
I'm not gonna lie, I totally thought there was, like, another part of that song. Apparently there's only the one drop. I'm sorry, I probably could have faded it out a long time ago. But, it's that time again where we leave you.
Wah.
Wah. This has been Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I was joined today with Cape Overland.
Yes,
my
sir.
French cucumber-eating housemate.
I was very happy to come. I'm going to have to leave.
He contributed that banger Grandson song.
Yeah,
so give
Grandson
him props.
Was good. It worked really well. It fit really well with what you did on the show today.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
No, yeah.
I was hesitating with another one, and I was like, I feel like you would like this.
No, yeah, it was a banger. The ending is so good, too. Yeah.
Pump, 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 pump. I really like it when we just, like, cut it out like that and just leave you in suspense.
Yeah,
it's
nicer
than, like, just a...
Yeah, like
a fade out to nothing. I like those too,
no,
but like from a radio, it hits harder.
Yeah, especially with the songs that go a little heavier, it's cooler when they kind of like, you know.
Yeah,
that's the professional musical term.
An abrupt.
Then we've got not enough time for one more song, but I'm gonna do it anyway because there's no
Rebels
show after me. And then I'll let Rivendell do its thing. Probably play more Beatles or something, but this is On Hold by Tails. Much
I
more chill. I am the walrus. Cuckoo, ca-choo, cuckoo, ca-choo. But yeah, I'll do On Hold by Tails, and then we'll head out. Probably this is the last you'll hear from me till next week. It's the last you'll hear from Cape Overland till
next Cape.
Till the next Cape. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah. Woo. Next show's gonna be like Edna Mode in Incredibles. No capes. Owned. Okay. Here's. Thanks for. Bye.
Don't let go. I'm keeping your heart on hold. After it all, I know. Don't need a reason to start again. Don't let go. I'm keeping your heart on hold. After it all, I know.